The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, yesterday morning I messaged you at some ungodly hour and I said, I know it's a little bit drizzly outside, but do you still want to do the Ballarat Cycle Classic with me?
At this point, I hadn't really looked outside. I was still in my pajamas, still wandering around the house, just trying to come to terms with the day. It was pretty early for a Sunday, about 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Look, our ride, because we were going to do the relay, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Didn't kick off till 9:30. Said, yep, I'll be on board with that. Cool. No worries.
Yep.
So I managed to register us.
Yep.
Which was great. And as I'm there, I have my gloves on.
Yeah.
I have my Power FM hoodie on. I'm like, oh, I'll be warm enough.
Yeah.
As I was like waiting around for you,
yeah.
Not only did I realize that I've left my wallet at home, so I can't even buy myself a coffee to warm up.
That's a
my
bugger.
Hands started going completely numb.
Yeah. Well, when I got there, you showed me they changed color.
Yeah.
They didn't look like regular hands, no. Which is not a good way to start.
They didn't look great. That is very true. We still decided to go ahead with the ride.
Yep.
Kicked off. There's quite a few people there. There's quite a few people beforehand doing the 100K, the 50K, and the 60K.
Well, that surprised me a lot because when I agreed, it wasn't raining outside. It was okay. The sun certainly wasn't shining, but it was at least dry. And then literally the minute I was about to leave my home to ride down to meet you at Piper's, it just poured down.
Bucketed.
At that moment, I thought, well, this is great. And I can't fit my bike in my car, so I can't drive down there and then make an appearance and then sneak off out the back while everyone else is racing.
No.
So I had to ride down. I waited for a moderate break in the shower, and it's my first bike ride in the rain since I bought my bike. That's horrible. I don't think that's something anyone would ever get used to, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, and I ride there, and I was surprised to see anyone at all. Like, you got to take your hats off to all these people that want to help out Fiona Elsie Cancer Research, because there was a fair-sized crowd when you consider the rain, and the fact that you said there was a huge crowd of people for the 100K ride. It's impressive.
The commitment that was strong. We've raised a lot of money for the Fiona Elsie Cancer Research Institute. We got about halfway around the lake and then decided we really needed to warm up and popped into Lakeview for a coffee.
The pull of the Lakeview was irresistible. Like, we could see it coming on the horizon and our bikes just automatically started veering that way.
They just were drawn in, weren't they?
Discuss it.
No, the worst thing was I couldn't take my helmet off inside because I had like the worst helmet hair you've ever seen.
Oh, you could have taken your helmet off.
No.
It just would have looked like you were wearing like an invisible headband no one could see.
Yeah, no, didn't need to do that. So we went there, we supported, and hats off to everybody else that did take part yesterday.
Yeah, well done. Helmets off to you guys. You've done an incredible thing. You've raised money for a good cause, and you've braved the weather in the process. We also supported the Lakeview, so we've really done our bit yesterday, Jules.
Hey, look, if you want to still donate to the Fiona Elsie Cancer Research Institute, you can do so at their website. It's just fecree.org.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.